It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoie.
You can lay me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
All right, right here, not here we come. It is Speak Out for Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. Thanks to Marissa June, I have music today. Well, thanks to both of us. Let's put it that way. Oh, here we go. I got you.
I said at least somebody knows what they're doing.
Yeah, no kidding, right? The production assistant is training the ops manager. There you go. All right, in the studio, Lake Havasu City Mayor Cal Sheehy, Councilman David Lane. Welcome, guys.
Good morning.
Paul. Good to see you again. Thanks for having us.
I have hip-hop names for you today.
Uh-oh. Oh, interesting.
MC Sheehy, right?
Okay.
And D-Lane Smooth.
Marissa's over there laughing.
She kind of helped me. It's a generational thing.
Obviously.
Yeah. She didn't know. Actually, I came up with them. But, yeah, D-Lane Smooth was perfect. You know, the whole. I didn't even recognize you the other day at the boat show.
Yeah.
Until you took your hat off. That's sad.
You know, what's funny is
the walrus mustache was pretty cool,
though. One of the things we'll be talking about today was the Water Smart demonstration ribbon cutting that we did yesterday. And we were out in the sun, and it was hot. So I was wearing a ball cap and sunglasses. And it's amazing how many people had no idea that it was even me.
I know. Yeah. I know.
You don't see the bald head, you don't realize.
Right.
Yeah.
I have a proposition for the listeners. All right?
All right.
The mothership and I, we talked about this yesterday. We have Dana Lash coming in at number 5 on the Talkers Top 100 list of talk show hosts in the country. Hannity's number 1, Ramsey 2, Kilmeade 3, and Dana Lash, who we carry at 11 o'clock at night on it's a delayed broadcast. She's on right now live, but we carry her at 11 p.m., and then we have Prager live at 9 a.m. So the thought is, what do the listeners think? Do you guys want to hear Prager at 9 or Dana at 9? You can text me. You can IM me on Facebook. You can call in and say, we love Dana Lash. We love Dennis Prager. Keep him there. Let us know. We want to know. This show and this station is listener-driven, right?
Absolutely.
It's listener-driven. We want to know what the listeners think. So I'm going to ask this a couple times throughout the week. Actually, every day I'm going to ask for texts, calls, whatever. I'd rather hear from you on the air, and we never ask for anybody's name. But let me know, do you want to hear Prager, Dennis Prager at 9, which, you know, he's famous for Prager U and other things. And Dennis, great show. We're just wondering what you want to hear out there. And then Dana Lash, of course, a huge Second Amendment advocate. Mm-hmm. You know, huge, huge Second Amendment advocate. So let us know, or just call the station. 928-855-9336. I'm going to catch heck for that. Yeah. 928-855-9336, or call me here on Speak Out. 928-854-5687. So do you want Dennis or Dana? Who do you want at 9 a.m.?
Is Prager, what number is he rated?
Do you know? 49.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, he kind of, he dropped a little bit. Dana gained one or two places. A couple of years ago, she was like number 15. Yeah, and she's up to number 5 now. So, and it's the only woman in our talk show lineup. during the week.
Sure.
So, yeah, we just want to know. Dennis or Dana at 9, and then, of course, on holidays, you would have 3 hours of either or. So,
now,
there you go.
Do you also take recommendations, like if somebody calls you and say, hey, we'd really like to have this person as a guest speaker on Speak Out?
Yeah.
You do that as well?
Yeah, but normally it's 6 weeks out.
Sure. Well, you have to set the schedule ahead of time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm just curious if people, you know, they want to hear from somebody in this industry or that industry or a new business that's opening in town.
Absolutely.
Or something like that. Just curious if you did that.
Yeah, I'd like to hear more from, to tell you the truth, if he's listening, the Partnership for Economic Development. I'd like
for
to
James.
Hear a lot more from James. Yeah. I don't get, James has a very busy schedule, and I just don't get him on the show enough. It's not that, we don't ask or he doesn't ask. It's just that he has a super, super busy schedule.
Well, and he's got Jillian over there now too, I'm sure.
Right.
She, you know?
Right.
She
yeah.
always liked being on the show.
Right.
When she was at the museum.
Absolutely. If it sounds like we're filling, we kind of are.
No.
I'm kidding.
No, this week actually is the Arizona Association of Economic Developers are meeting here in Lake Havasu.
Oh, so yeah. He's super busy.
Yeah, so they're,
there
yeah,
you go.
Spring conferences here in Havasu starts today, actually.
I would like to know, like, have a first-hand account. I believe either it's him or Parks and Rec on Springburg McAndrew Park and what's happening there. What's that project called?
Downtown Catalyst Project.
The Catalyst Project, right.
Yes. Yeah, that'll be coming before council in the next couple of meetings, so you'll be able to get a full update.
Do you know where we are on that, Mr. Mayor?
Sure. So we've gone out to bid. The initial bids came in, and they were over what the expectations were on what we had wanted. There's been lots of discussion with our Parks and Rec Advisory group, which Councilmember Lane is actually the liaison, as well as the City Council on that item. Mm-hmm. And so they're looking at a variety of different options and not fragmenting out, but taking different pathways to get to the same end result to put in front of council. So, again, in the next couple of meetings, we'll have that in front of council. We'll have more of a full scope and be able to give clear direction to the team to be able to move forward.
Yeah, let's see what we can do in-house. And, you know, try to keep the cost down. The people have told us this is what they want in that space downtown is a community gathering place. We launch balloons there. We have festivals there. Nonprofits use it during their fundraisers. It's used a lot as a catalyst for downtown. You know, the PED you talked about with James Gray started First Friday just to show, is it viable to have things down there? And obviously with First Friday, we can now move that over there once we get it done. It has shown that it really is a vital downtown area, and it needs to be a downtown gathering place. And we need to make that happen, but we also need to make that happen within the confines of the dollars that we have. And we have grants and that kind of thing, so let's do it with the money that we have and do it smart and use our city staff and as much as possible. And then go from there.
Yeah, so far we have nearly $2 million in grants for this project. So it's a significant amount of grants. And we're still working on some additional grants as well.
I know from playing at that park for Winterfest, getting in and out of there with band equipment is a little challenging.
Yes.
You know, on the grassy slopes.
Yes.
It would be nice to have some semblance of concrete and ramps and, you know, access, that sort of thing, just me speaking for the bands that play there.
Well, the topography of that lot, you wouldn't really recognize it unless you're in a wheelchair, a walker, carrying band equipment or vendor equipment on the change of the topography. And that's really where a lot of the costs are coming in is getting that lot leveled out so that it can be more conducive for events and more versatile for multifaceted events. So a variety of things happening at the same time.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about how hard it is to get in there. Before I was on council, there was no driveway to drive up in there. It was a curb. And people would drive into the building that's right behind there, just north of the location. And the owner of that building, when he had contacted me and said, hey, people are driving across my curb. Can we get this fixed? And I got a hold of the city manager at that time, Charlie Cassens, and said, hey, Charlie, why don't we put a driveway in here? Since they're like, yeah. 2 weeks later, there was a driveway there.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
Other construction going on. Well, I've seen it already. I don't know if it's started in pieces, parts, or whatever, but I see it on Swanson a lot. A lot of fixes going on. The downtown paving project.
Yes, yes. We have the core paving and water main reconstruction project, which is a mouthful, but it's a really exciting project. This current budget year, we had allocated $10 million to the road network. This core paving project's in the $5 million range. Will take care of paving as well as the underground infrastructure. But it's going to take care of McCulloch Boulevard from the bridge, so the base of the London Bridge, all the way up to Smoketree. It'll take care of Swanson from the highway to Smoketree, so in front of McDonald's, Red Robin, Chili's, that area. And then also all of Riviera from South Palo Verde Boulevard all the way to Swanson. So all of those road networks will be redone. In addition to some maintenance projects that are going to be going as well on the Upper McCulloch area, which are some pavement preservation projects. So we have lots going on in the road work. It's all beginning kind of now. You're seeing some advanced work, but hopefully most of the work will be similar to the highway, where it has the least amount of impact. They will be working primarily late, well, I guess early morning into like mid-morning hours, so hopefully that'll help alleviate some of the concerns for drivers and motorists in that area.
I'll tell you what, I'm kind of obnoxious when it comes to one little piece of road off of Swanson, and it's right behind Starbucks.
Yeah.
That alley turned into a one-way.
Yes. Yep.
You remember that?
I do. Yes.
And I'm turning out to go to work. I live really close to there. And I'm turning out, making a right turn to go to work. And there's always people wanting to make a turn, either left turn or right turn into there. And I just sit there. I'm obnoxious about it.
Are they coming in like to
They want to go in. There's a do not enter sign, and there's a one-way sign saying go one way. Yeah. And they still want to go against that. And I'm like, hey, you know what? You're not going to do that on my watch.
Yeah, you know, change is
yeah,
really hard for
I'm
folks.
I'm that guy, right?
Yeah,
it's terrible.
But you know, traffic control changes as the traffic patterns change. It's so important,
uh-huh.
and it is important that everyone respect the traffic control that we have. Otherwise, things really could be catastrophic.
Chaos.
Yes.
Controlled chaos.
Yes. And to get back to what the mayor was saying earlier about the roads being redone, one of the important things to remember is, one, it's a mill and fill.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not just putting a layer over. We're taking the old road down and going down and then putting it down. And then we will use those fillings. We use those for other projects, parking lots and that kind of thing. And then the other part of that is when we do that, we also do the infrastructure under the road, and we let the utilities know, hey, we are going to be doing this. If you need to fix your stuff or change your stuff, if it's on your radar, now's the time to do it, because we're going to be putting a new roadbed down. So we put the new infrastructure under the road first and then put new road on top of it. Mm-hmm. Not like some places where you go where they put down a brand new road, then a week later they dig it up so they can put down new plumbing.
Now, you said the city hired out for this, right? It's not like Bullhead City would do their own at that point, but Havasu's a little bit different in this case?
Yeah, we contract out all the mill and fills, which I believe Bullhead City does for the mill and fills.
They're trying to get control of Highway 95, too.
They are, and they're making progress.
That's what Michelle told me.
Yeah, you know, it makes sense for them. We've talked to the district engineer, obviously, from a regional transportation perspective. It makes sense for them because they have to get approval for every driveway that comes in and out of the highway.
Wow.
Which in the Fort Mojave Bullhead area, there's lots of them.
Yeah, there is.
Not as many in Havasu, so it doesn't make as much sense for us to get control of the highway. In addition, the monies that are set aside for a state highway system should come from the state, not from the local taxpayers.
Sure.
So, you know, because we don't have some of those issues with driveway approvals, it just doesn't make sense for us at this time. But, you know, nonetheless, the infrastructure that Councilmember Lane had mentioned, you know, we take care of the water and wastewater infrastructure, but, you know, it's a lot of coordination with Unisource and cable providers and fiber providers to make sure that they're also doing all of their pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't have capital money set aside, you know, sometimes that's programmed out a couple of years. So it's really been a long time coming to make sure this is done right the first time. And as the Councilmember Lane said, not tearing up the road again.
What's the timeline on this, gentlemen?
6 months?
Yeah, so by October is when they expect everything to be done.
Okay, perfect. I want to go to break, but before we go to break, I want to talk to Councilman Lane for a second about the boat show. boat show.
It was awesome.
You were at the Kiwanis booth.
I was.
How was the traffic?
It was good. We had a lot of kids. So
just the Kiwanis Kids Zone.
Just for some background, the promoter for the boat show had reached out and talked to my wife, Stephanie, who's actually in Kiwanis, and said, hey, would you be willing to do a kid zone so that the kids have something to do while they're there? So her and our other members, especially Sue, who
gets,
you know, whatever Stephanie's doing, she helps. And so they put together a kid zone with crafts and games and stuff for kids to do. And the parents were very happy because it gave something for their kids to do other than walk around and look at boats. And the kids loved it, and we loved it, because you know what? We're putting smiles on kids' faces, and that's what we like to do.
And the band loved it, because you guys would come over and see us play.
We would, and you know, I never realized that you actually can carry a tune when you're singing.
Wow.
That was impressive.
You know I paid him to say that. I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you, David. Yeah, I really appreciate that.
And thanks for the Kiwanis shout-out.
Just remember, everybody has one karaoke song that they can sing really well.
Not everybody.
No.
I can't.
There's something out there.
Yeah. You give me a 20-gallon bucket, I still can't carry a tune.
Nice. Back with more in a moment. We're with Mayor Cal Sheehy and Councilman David Lane. And I've got three votes already. Prager 1, Dana 2.
Nice.
Dana's in front 2-1 to take over the 9 o'clock spot. Give us a call or just text me. You can find me easily. I had people texting me that I forgot that I was even in contact with them on Facebook.
Yeah, or call and ask us a question about the city.
Well, that would work, too. That would work, too. It's listener-driven, folks. Make this talk radio, not just listen radio. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Throw it all down, rock this quiet little country town. Drop a tailgate on your truck, find a keg and fill your cup. Kick it on back, pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide. I was producing a promo for Brantley Gilbert for a concert over at Harrah's and came across this song, and I've heard it 100 times. It's called One Hell of an Amen, and I didn't even realize it was for veterans, right? Yeah. He went out 21 guns blazing. That's one hell of an amen. I was like, wow, man. So, yeah, I think we got some new veteran stuff here on Speak Out. And your whole family, you told me.
Yeah, I was... I am a veteran of the United States Air Force. My son is a veteran of the United States Air Force. My father was in the Army. My grandfather was in the Army.
Wow.
My stepdad and stepbrother were both in the Navy, and Stephanie's dad was a Marine.
So you and who were in the Air Force?
My son and I.
Okay, your son and... Okay, you guys were the Holiday Inn types, and the rest of them slept on cots or beaches, right?
Yeah, see, when we went in, there was no draft.
I see.
And so we got to pick which service we went into.
At least there's no crayon eaters in your family, right?
No, we're a military family.
I'm talking about the Marines. They call them crayon eaters.
My father-in-law, when he was alive, you know, he was a Marine. So in World War II. And died young.
Well,
and,
I thank your entire family for your service.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's... we're very proud of that.
Thanks
that we're a military family.
And we're proud of you. Thanks for keeping us all free. We appreciate that, especially in this day and age right now with what's going on across the country. It's just, it's unbelievable what's happening on these campuses. But anyway, Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Meow. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. Just meats, all the cuts, all the time. A locally owned and operated butcher shop in Lake Havasu City. By Patio Paradise. By Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state area for over 53 years, older than that landmark down there in the channel, 1 year older than the London Bridge.
Amazing.
That's Salmon's. Ask about their superior maintenance plan. And by Blonzi Steakhouse, steaks are just the beginning. Definitely one of the best breakfasts in Havasu. And don't forget their next car show, Duck Duck Jeep, on May 4th. There you go. Melissa's always doing something down there with cars. And have you seen that car, Blonzi?
Yes, I have.
That's It's a nice Camaro, isn't it?
Yes.
It's a beautiful car. All right, so we got a call during the break for Prager, so it's tied right now. Prager 2, Dana 2. It's like a soccer game, right?
Yeah.
a lot of quick scoring here early in the week. All right, Prager 2, Dana 2. That's the we want to see who the listeners want to air, who they want to hear, or who they want to air at 9 a.m. before Speak Out 2.0 and Speak Out. And then, of course, we won't do anything with Hannity. Don't get all crazy. We're not that crazy. So it would be, do we have one more?
Yes.
Oh, okay. See, I told you I was going to catch heck for it, right? So we got one Prager. Okay, so now it's 3-2. Prager 3, Dana 2. There you go. Dennis 3. Thank you, Tracy. Appreciate that.
The boss.
Yeah. And I kind of got the look. Like, you didn't tell me you were giving out the number before you went on the air. It was that look. All right, let's take a phone call. Caller, thanks for making it talk radio, not just listen radio on Speak Out.
Yeah, no problem.
What can we help you with?
I'm voting for Prager.
Prager, all right.
You betcha.
Keep Prager at 9 a.m., you're saying.
That's right.
All right. Thank you. We appreciate that. Again, it's all listener-driven, so we'll listen to what you had to say. It's 4-2, two quick goals for Dennis, right?
He's moving up.
That's right. Absolutely. All right. Let's talk about the ribbon cuttings that you just came from,
mm-hmm.
Or the ribbon cutting that you just came from, but there's several here in the city recently.
Yeah, we have a lot of amazing things going on right now, but just recently this morning, we had a ribbon cutting with the Leadership Lake Havasu class, which is part of the Chamber Foundation for Education and Leadership's program. And they have done a community project at Rotary Community Park for adaptive park equipment, which includes swings that are adaptive for our citizens with disabilities, and then also Moby mats that will be specifically used at Rotary Park as well as London Bridge Beach Park that will go down into the sand, which will allow folks with wheelchairs to be able to make their way to the lake. A really great project and partnership between Leadership Lake Havasu, Lake Havasu Parks and Recreation Department, and a lot of amazing sponsors. They raised a lot of money for this.
They raised a lot of money, and it was local businesses, service clubs, just general people throwing a dollar in here or there, and they were able to raise the money to pay for it. And it's really neat. The swings are bigger than I thought they would be. Mm. They will hold anywhere from 2 to 12-year-olds. Those with mobility issues, they can't sit on a regular swing, and they can sit in this swing. And for the culmination of today's ribbon cutting was we had people there from Mile Markers and also from Starline that were there, and the kids got to use the swings and the smiles. Oh, my goodness. There's nothing better than the laughter of a child.
Yeah.
And we got to see the kids smiling and hear them laughing and playing, and it was really a good thing. And you know, I have family members that are restricted to wheelchairs. And
no, I didn't
having
know
those mobility mats will be very easier for them to get down to the water's edge from the walkway through the sand, because trying to get through that sand is very difficult. And it'll a lot more access for our special needs, whether it's cognitive or physical needs people. And they brought that program on, and I thought it was pretty awesome.
You know, all of our park systems are about partnerships, and Rotary Park is just an example of there's a fitness routine that goes around the park. There's mm-hmm. bocce ball. There's now the adaptive areas. We tried with the Rotary Club a couple of years ago to do a walkway down to the water. Unfortunately, the sand got away from it. Now it just is a good wedding pavilion, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
More than anything, you can't get actually down to the water. So these mobile mats will be able to go with the changing topography of the beaches as the water flows up and down.
You guys want to take another phone call?
Absolutely.
Right.
Sure.
Caller, you're live on Speak Out. Hello, caller. Okay, I guess they hung up. I wanted to mention also, Tracy and I were just kind of, you know, taking a peek, smelling the roses yesterday. I guess it was one of those moments, you know, take a moment and smell the rose. Looking across the street, looking across the way at Wheeler Park. Mm-hmm. What an amazing looking turf that is down. I mean, it's greener than anything I've seen in this town, I think.
Yes.
Your Parks and Rec Department, or our Parks and Rec Department, does one heck of a job on that grass over there.
you know, out of all the places that I've traveled, I think that like Havasu City has the best parks and rec department from the park system.
You're not biased or anything, are you?
I've been to parks. There's crabgrass everywhere, and there's not even growing grass.
There's some nice parks in Kingman.
I'm not putting anywhere else down. I'm just saying we have the best.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Guy Reynolds and his team on the park side and all of the team over at on the recreation side really do amazing work every single day. Wheeler Park, they overseeded the grass area, so that's
Overseeded
this year, which was a fantastic improvement, as you can tell with the vibrant green grass that's there. And it's used for many ceremonies and memorials and lots of great things. And it's also the center of our town.
It's a beautiful park. You know, I've got four kids and six grandkids,
right.
And I've been to a lot of parks. And I get comments every so often about how come there's no walkway to that park, and it's not really a play park. It's a place for us to hold very solemn ceremonies. We have the area where we do military moms, and we have the area where we do the Marine Corps League and the loss of their people, and we have the fountain, and we have, you know, the flags
soldier statue.
The soldier statue.
Yes.
And
the Christmas tree lighting.
Well,
it's a nice family event.
It's a nice place to be able to hold ceremonies. And the mayor and I and this radio station doing that tree lighting ceremony for many years.
Right.
And we couldn't do it without Radio Central. You know, they're the sponsor every single year.
What blows me away every year is when Mayor Cal tells the story about the tree. That tree was planted many years ago, wasn't it?
It was.
For those people who don't know, the center of Wheeler Park, there's a giant pine. Tell us the story behind that tree.
Yeah, so Mr. Federico wanted to create Christmas in Havasu back in the 70s. And it literally was a tree that was planted to be the Christmas tree for Lake Havasu City. And all of the years since, we have celebrated and honored that lighting. And as Councilmember Lane said, you know, Radio Central is not only the sponsor, they're actually the muscle for the whole thing.
Oh,
they literally are taking everything over there, the hot cocoa, the stories, the whole thing.
The sound system.
All of it. Without Radio Central, it would not occur. But, you know, Mr. Federico, as most people in Havasu do, had an idea, and he rolled up his sleeves, got his friends involved, and you know, Mr. Carr and others to donate money and to buy the lights and to get Christmas presents and all of the things to make that a magical experience. And again, we're celebrating it, you know, for nearly 50 years now in the same location.
If there's history, Mike Carr is usually behind it, right?
Yes.
And Santa Claus is there every year for the tree lighting ceremony.
Yeah, I know that guy.
Brought in by the Lake Havasu City firefighters.
Or should I pull a Chad and say, love that guy?
That's right. Brought in by the Lake Havasu City firefighters. Santa and Mrs. Claus.
The last couple of years, Mrs. Claus told me I wasn't on the nice list, though.
Oh,
I don't know what that was all about. I'm like volunteering with Kiwanis, all kind. Maybe not as much as I should, but I do.
Work on it.
Back with more in a moment. Again, it's Prager 4, Dennis 4, Dana 2. It's a runaway right now. Dana needs some help on the forwards, with the forwards. So back with more in a moment. We have Lake Havasu City Mayor Cal Sheehy, Councilman David Lane in the studio. And I'll let you know who's on tomorrow. And wait a minute, tomorrow's Wednesday, right? Yeah, I'll let you know who's on tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, sometime during this show. But give us a call. Thanks for the call so far. Talk radio, not just listen radio, 928-854-KNTR. Back with more in a moment.
Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Catching walleye from the dock, watching the waves roll off the rocks. She'll forever hold a spot inside my soul.
That was when the sun goes down. We'll be grooving when the sun goes down. We're feeling all right when the sun sinks down. Over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down.
All right, welcome back to Speak Out. Guys, I hate to tell you this, this might be my last show. David keeps saying, you're going to get fired.
Marissa, you ready to step up?
I keep getting the eye every time Tracy comes in. Hey, if you can, call us on the air. I'm not even giving out the office number anymore. So it's Dennis 6, Dana 2 right now. Dana needs some help. She needs some help in goal, that's for sure. All right, welcome back to the show. And, of course, we have Council Member David Lane, or D-Lane Smooth.
Yeah, you
that's
know
your
what?
New, that's your new rap name, man.
I could get back for Tracy, and I could just give out your cell phone number.
Everybody has it anyway. All right. And, of course, Mayor Cal Sheehy or MC Sheehy. Yeah, that's what. I couldn't find it. Maybe like MCS, something like that. That would be kind of cool.
I think that's trademarked.
Yeah. MCS is? That's funny. Speak Out brought to you in part by Springberg Wealth Management, also by The Chair, Havasu-style dining and live entertainment in that flip-flop atmosphere over there, a fantastic view of the London Bridge. Stroll on over to The Chair by Mojave Community College, our guest on Friday, by the way, where we have the Bighorn Blast podcast. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
This show is their Bighorn Blast podcast now.
Nice.
We have a lot of ties with MCC now, and you're going to find out about a big one come this soccer season. Also, samsguns.com, SunPower by Esme Electric, by Dorita's Place, providing Havasu with all-natural dog and cat food along with pet toys since 2006. And our newest sponsor, speaking of mobility, ZMI Mobility, like TMI?
Mm-hmm.
Off-road mobility scooters, ramps, lifts for pools and vehicles, car access swivel seats, and stair lifts at ZMI Mobility, 900 block of Lake Havasu Avenue North, over by the Kind Connection.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, welcome back to the show. And again, give me a call here on the Speak Out line, 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687 if you want to chime in on the Dennis versus Dana debate. We're trying to figure out who to put in the 9 o'clock slot here on KNTR Talk.
I think it's already figured out.
I don't know about that. You never know, man. There's teams that come back from 6-2 deficits. So here we go. Someone's going to put her away right here. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
I kind of lean more towards Dennis because Dana keeps pushing the firearms stuff, her advertising of Caltech and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I just see Dennis Prager, yeah. Who you need to get rid of is Sean Hannity.
Sean Hannity?
Hell
you
yeah.
Want us to get rid of Hannity? He's number one in the country right now in the Talkers Top 100. Are you crazy? That's 4 years in a row.
Says who? Same ones that say Biden is, the greatest
man.
President.
I don't even want to. You know what? If Linda heard you talking right now, his producer, you just compared Biden to Hannity. Holy cow! I don't know. I don't know what would happen.
And he even admitted it one day on the air, Hannity. That he keeps repeating everything all the way back to January 6th. Every show. Actually, I think he only does a show for 15 minutes, and then the rest is just kind of repeat.
I would agree with you on some of that.
It gets so boring. I turn it off, and I turn on CDs of swing music from the 40s. I've gotten into that.
Oh, very good, very good. Yeah, we should format for that. Okay. Well, thanks for the input about Hannity, but, you know, if we did that, we would get nonstop calls all afternoon.
I don't think so.
Especially when if we have a problem during Levin, it is a phone call after phone call. It's the same way with Hannity.
You even admitted in the past that you only got like 5 or 6 listeners, and I'm one of them.
No, that's me, right? Not Hannity. Oh my goodness. I gotta let you go. I'm getting, like I said, I think this is my last show, so kinda opened up a hornet's nest here.
Okay.
Alright, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Alright,
hey Paul, have we told you that we're looking at buying an ambulance this afternoon?
Actually, Chief Pete's gonna talk about that on Thursday too, I think.
Good, then we'll let him talk about the office.
Tell me about the expenditures this is on the agenda, correct?
It is.
Yes.
Yeah, there is a council meeting tonight.
Yeah, I know, I was gonna bring that up too. You guys are having a good time today though, more so than usual.
We always have fun. We always do. We get to come here and make fun of you. It's a great day.
Yeah, you could.
I'm not partaking in that. I just didn't.
You could do that on Thursday afternoons too.
Yeah.
When I'm there. Tell me about the ambulance.
Yes, we have a few things on the agenda tonight. One is in Chief Office on Thursday. We'll talk about the CON process for us to be able to do some medical transport. So we'll leave that teaser there for the chief to talk about.
CON?
Certificate of Necessity.
Okay, because what happens, you know, with our city manager, right? He throws a flag on the play if you don't qualify the acronym.
I like that because I'm one of the ones that wants all of the acronyms spelled out, so everyone knows what we're talking
Tracy
about.
That's Tracy too.
Yes, I want everyone to know what we're talking about.
So my kids make fun of me because I even text that way.
Yeah,
I spell it all out.
Oh my goodness!
And we use punctuation.
Right. So that's getting a new ambulance.
Yeah. So we purchased a couple of ambulances in our last council meeting, and then this is another ambulance here. So it'll bring our fleet of ambulances up to five when it's all done. And it allows us to do medical transport. And again, the chief will talk about that on Thursday.
Yep. But it's great for our community when the private ambulance company, and this is a partnership with them, when they're doing a transport to another city or they just don't have the personnel available, that's not good for our people here in town. And so working together, Chief Pete has put together this great program. We're just waiting for the paperwork to go through. We'll be ready to be up and running as soon as they get here, and we'll have ambulances. And then when people need that advanced care immediately at the hospital, we don't have to wait for the private ambulance to show up. We can throw you in one of ours and get you there and provide quality medical care all the way there until we turn you over to a doctor.
Very good. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Yeah, I got two things for you. I want to hear Dana.
Okay.
I got a complaint about the intersection at Holly and San Juan. I'm listening off the air.
You got a complaint? What kind of complaint about the intersection? I think he took off already.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a congestion complaint or a quality of road complaint. I don't know.
If I had to guess, I'd say maybe a line of sight complaint. I drive through there quite often.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I drive through there. That's the route I take to go from our home to our daughter's home when we're going to see the grandkids or picking them up or dropping them off. We go through that intersection quite often. The only thing I can think is that.
Right.
I don't know what else it could be.
Might be pavement. We could take a look at it.
It might be. Yeah, well, give us a, you know, you all have my cell phone number and my email address. Let me know what it is
okay,
so we can take a look at it.
Right.
Lane D at LHCAZ.gov.
Lane D.
Yeah, my last name, first initial at LHCAZ.gov.
I think you should send go D Lane Smooth at LHCAZ.gov.
It took me a while to get used to this because when I was on the highway patrol, it was my first initial, then my last name. And then, you know, the government website, and then
so
this one switched back.
So, this kind of joking, all joking is, how long should we let him keep that email when he drops off the council?
It's pretty specific. It'll be 30 seconds.
Yep.
Yeah. Very good. All right, Buster and I were talking yesterday on the show about the $1.8 billion state deficit. And he opened my eyes to something I hadn't really thought about, but we just got our SLIP funds back. We just got our HERF funds back, right? The Highway User Revenue Funds. We got our State Lake Improvement Fund monies back from the gas taxes, the boats that are used on the lake and that. That would be disastrous if the state swept that money again just to pay for a deficit that might not even happen because it's projected.
Yeah, you know, the state budget has been a real slow process this year, but they were waiting for the JLVC to bring out new revenue forecasts, which happened, I believe, last Friday. And so now they have a good basis to where they can start from a revenue perspective. When it comes to the HERF funds, which is the Highway User Revenue Fund, which basically is the money we pay at the gas pumps to come back to take care of roads, I don't see any sweeps there at this time. I haven't heard any discussions about that. However, some of the direct expenditures that the legislature offered last year through the budget process may get, they're using the term clawed back, so they may take those back. That would be similar to like the second bridge here in Lake Havasu.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately for us, we've done the memorandum of understanding. The money's been transferred to our account, so we are not at risk to be clawed back for those types of projects. Other communities are. When it comes to SLIF, Representative Biasucci and Senator Borelli and Representative Gillette have worked really hard to get SLIF, but it's not appropriated for in perpetuity. It's literally year by year.
Mm-hmm.
And so each year over the last couple, we've been able to get the SLIF funding. It does not look like we'll get it this year, but we certainly are advocating very, very hard for that. And, you know, as they work through the budget, it'll move really rapidly and really quick once they actually get focused on what it is they're doing. They are only meeting on Wednesdays. They're really distracted with the Supreme Court ruling with 1864 abortion law and working out that. But, you know, after tomorrow's session, we should know more about the movement of the budget and how that might impact cities, towns, and counties across the state of Arizona.
Right.
But I do think roadways will be protected with the HERF funding. I don't think – no one's talking about sweeps, just – the clawbacks of some of the things that they allowed last year.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a big proponent of if you're collecting money for XYZ, that money goes to XYZ. You don't use it and say, well, we're going to take this, we're going to do roads, and then you go and you pay the general fund with that. I don't believe in that. And I've pushed for that when I was on RTAC, the Rural Transportation Advocacy Council, and they wanted to raise gas taxes. And they said, well, we'll sweep them if we have to. It's like, well, then you're not going to get support from me on that at the local level. It just doesn't happen. That's one of the things I talk about in our council meetings a lot. We get dollars that our taxpayers pay for our flood control. Mm-hmm. We use that money for flood control. We get money for our sewer system. We use it for the sewer system. We get it for the water system. We use it for the water system. The state budget and the state legislators need to do that exact same thing. And when they're short, they don't need to be taking money back from cities and municipalities and counties. We have our budgets, and we're setting those budgets based on the amount of revenue we're expecting to come in. And if they're having a hard time balancing their budget, they shouldn't be doing it on the backs of our taxpayers.
Okay.
They should be using it for the correct purposes. And it's just a matter of making sure when you're voting for people, you're voting for the right people. We have them here. We're very lucky that our legislators feel the exact same way and push those things. But there's people down in the great state of Maricopa down there that don't feel that same.
Right. And I want to switch to affordable housing while we have about 3 minutes. There's a big demonstration. I believe it was outside the Supreme Court with that Oregon case as far as homelessness goes and affordable housing and that. We seem to have a pro-affordable housing governor instead of a pro-short-term rental governor. Do you see any change coming, Mr. Mayor, as far as the regulation of short-term rentals in the future? Maybe some future legislation cities and towns are trying to get through?
Yes. You know, we've been very successful, actually, over the last several years to get the law changed to allow us to manage it more effectively. And Lake Havasu City Council adopted an ordinance that took advantage of all of the provisions allowed in state law after our advocacy. And it's been helpful. We have a code enforcement person directed to short-term rentals. It's still not enough. We would like to control it at the local level. We'll still advocate for that.
Would you like to control the numbers or...
I think we want to be able to
control. What type of control?
All control. You know, whatever the citizens that in our community that come and say, hey, we'd like to do this or we would like to do that, we have no ability to do those
things. We used to have a bed and breakfast ordinance, didn't we?
We had an ordinance for short-term rentals.
Yeah, right.
But it was short-lived. It was from 2014 until state law changed in 2016.
Right.
And it worked very well. We've had short-term rentals since the 70s here, so we're not trying to get rid of them.
Right.
But we just need to be able to manage them our way. And I couldn't answer what our way means yet because it's not possible, so we can't engage with our citizens to find out what that means. So I think we just want full ability. I do think the governor has an appetite. She has said that she has an appetite to talk about this. Mm-hmm. I don't know that the legislature in its current makeup has the appetite for it.
Well, and you got a strong lobby, too, for the short-term rentals.
We do.
National lobby.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, Arizona Association of Realtors is really strong as well. I mean, so there's lots of components here, but I think the conversation could occur and would happen. I think the governor would be supportive of that. I know our local delegation is supportive of it. We've mm-hmm. talked about that with our local delegation. And we just need to have the conversation that just the current makeup isn't there. An election cycle is happening as we speak. So possibly the next legislature that's convened would have the appetite to do that.
I got you. Anything else you want to talk about while we have about a minute?
You know, we did have another ribbon cutting yesterday, which was really exciting. Councilmember Lane mentioned it a little bit with his hat and sunglasses, but the Lake Havasu Supervisor Excellence Academy, which was a class of mid-level supervisors in Lake Havasu that are going to be growing with our organization so we can create depth and continuity of services. It was led and spearheaded by Dr. Bobby Kimmelton, our HR director. Mm-hmm. They put together an intensive one-year program, but they also had to do a capstone project. And what they chose was the Havasu Water Smart Demonstration Garden, which is located right as you come into City Hall to the left. But what you can do is park your car in the parking lot, walk down the sidewalk. You can walk around this garden and see live plants and shrubberies that are water smart and irrigation systems within our community. So you can look and say, hey, those are beautiful flowers. I want that in my yard. Or that's a great cacti. I want that in my yard. So
you might be the first guest ever to say the word shrubbery on this
shrubbery?
Show. It always catches my ear because of Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Bring me a shrubbery, right? I'm just saying.
Well, I'm glad I could be the first.
Yeah. A lot of firsts. Might be a lot of last today, too, right? All right. Right now it's Prager 8, Dana 3 to get see who gets that 9 o'clock slot right after Brian Kilmeade in the morning. Guys, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being good sports about the whole poll thing.
It's all good.
I got three more guests that probably are going to have to deal with that too.
Well, at least we now know that there's 9 listeners.
Very good. No, 11.
11 listeners.
It's 8-3. Yeah, 11. Good one. We might make 17. You never know. All right. I'll be back with a final shot in a moment. Stay with us. Here's some Florida Georgia Lions. Welcome back to Speak Out. Little preview of tomorrow's show. Lake Havasu Unified School District will be on. I'll have three ladies in the studio. Jenny Sauter, also Marsha Becker, and Dr. Jamie Festa Daigle. You know what that means. If Dr. Jamie comes in, we're going to be playing some alternative. Absolutely. All right, on Thursday is Chief Pete and Deputy Chief Garrett Roberts. And on Friday, Mojave Community College already confirmed it. All right, Hannity's up next, preceded by Fox News. Have fun on those pontoons out there, Havasu.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.